There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
One of the stories we did on the show last week got a bit of traction with Cork Bio and indeed some of the papers. I spoke with Alphonse. You'll find that interview on podcast if you want to. Just search through them. But it was last week that his bike was stolen. He's a volunteer with Blood Bike Cork and his own bike was stolen. It was a new bike, fairly unique looking bike. He shared pictures and the whole thing. And then he told me in the course of that conversation that there were people trying to scam him. But because he works in IT, he picked up on it. So I'm not too sure if he found the bike. I know there were sightings of it. But that's where this began. So we started looking a little deeper into the scams that can go on when a bike or a car is stolen. And one of them is a thing called a VIN scam. No, I've never heard of it either. But Damien Sreenan from the 96FM newsroom is with me now. Damien, you've been looking into them. VIN scam is a new one on me. How do they work?
So you've got Facebook at the moment and people are putting up pictures of things that are stolen. So the one specific one that we came across was a chap's bike was stolen. And there was a lot of comments underneath from, you know, pages saying, oh, this person helped me find my bike. You know, you need to get in touch with him. And they would give you links for pages of, they're called trackers, or I won't say any of the names. But they, so you will then get in touch with them. Oh, this sounds great. You know, you go onto the page, there's comments underneath from pages that look real. Oh, he helped me find my bike. Thanks so much. All this stuff. It's a huge circle. So I did it. I pretended my bike was stolen. And the immediate answer back was, do you have pictures? So I faked some pictures up. He then asked for my license plate and my VIN number.
Now, what's that?
So the vehicle identification number, which is every car is out there that has it. It's actually, it's your chassis number. It gives a lot more information into the spec of the vehicle than a license plate check. So it more, probably more so in the US it's been used because they have a car VIN checker, which is a bit more in-depth than what we have over here as a register checker. So even though they're commenting on Irish ads, a lot of these are based in the UK and America.
And they're made to look like they're here.
They're made to look like they're here. So, you, I mean, if you follow this, you'll see, you go onto the page, it looks legitimate. You've got people commenting, you got this. And look, unsuspecting people will follow it. So what they're doing is, when they have your VIN number, they have your license plate, they have your photographs, and they ask where is exactly stolen. They know everything about you. They've also got your profile, which you've just posted from. So Facebook Marketplace is the place that they're using. Now, statistically showing, a lot of people, there's a few reports that Facebook Marketplace is probably one of the stickiest places to buy something. They will create an advert with your stolen vehicle. They have all your details. Someone will go to try. Now, you're not going to lose anything from this one unless they clone your thing, which we'll come to. They will then constant unsuspecting person into maybe handing over some cash. Or what they can do is say, I've got the VIN number. Here, use this site to go check it. So you will, the person who's going to buy the stolen bike that doesn't exist, your bike, they will guide them to a website which they have set up.
Right.
You will then pay £20 for a VIN check. Right. And we use a reg one over here. It could be a reg one in Ireland. And it's a fake one. And they'll guide you to it, saying, you know, this is the best one for you. It's cheap. They have your credit card details then.
Oh, so you're not the victim, lost the bike. It's the next guy.
Yes, that's exactly it.
So that's very sophisticated.
I mean, they're going to log in. It's going to look like your profile because they've got your picture. They've got your location. They know exactly where to set up the sale. So it looks like you're selling the bike, even though your bike has been stolen.
So you could have some guy come to your front door and go, come here, where's that bike you're selling me?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I've read into it, and there's even more happening in the US where they are actually going to banks getting loans because they have so much information of you from your Facebook page and your social media and your VIN and everything. No, I don't know. Has that happened here yet? But look, these are the scams that are out there. The cloning of the vehicle is the other one, so they can use the VIN to clone it. So if they have a model of a car, they have a reg of a car, they could steal a car somewhere up the country, put your VIN on it, put your reg on it, and it could be used to be sold or even used in a crime, and looks like it's you.
So they steal a car in...
They're cloning your vehicle.
They steal a car in Offaly.
Yeah. They've got your details, they've got your reg, they've got your VIN. So what they're actually doing is they're putting the VIN number onto the stolen car. They're using the reg that they have off you from your please help me find it.
Steal a car in Offaly, rob a bank in Mullingar, and the cops come to your house in Mayfield.
Exactly.
Oh dear.
It's huge. And it seems to be more and more on Facebook at the moment. You'll see if someone puts up a... My bike was stolen. We came across two or three of them. And again, you know, I think the big thing out there is, and you need to be careful if you're purchasing a private sale through Facebook Marketplace or even on the other ones. But what they say is on Facebook, make sure you check the profile of the person that's selling it. How long have they been on? How many adverts have they been on? Because that will, you know, if you click on Facebook Marketplace on an advert, it doesn't give you much information on the person unless you click on view their profile outside of Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, you need to just do your research. But yeah, this is seems to be the new one. What's out there?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, Damo, I, you know, if we could give all this stuff up and go back to the old...
it's frightening, you know, and I think the Unpost scam again, I know someone that got caught recently with this woman, they got a text message, they were waiting. And that Unpost website is the most realistic looking website anyone would. You know, I know someone that just got caught recently for, I know they got their money back, but it's AIB, sophisticated.
Bank of Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, and they seem to be powerless. The actual institutions themselves seem to be powerless. Yeah. Damo, cheers for that, boy.
No problem. Thank you, Richard.
Cheers, man. Yeah. So there's that one. And then there's the other ones you get. Like, I got one over the weekend looking for money for a toll for the M50. I haven't been in Dublin in over a year and a half looking for a toll off the M50 last Friday when the car in question was parked up in Wilton Shopping Centre. See, the thing is, if you get, and there's the thing with the tolls, if you get a ping on your phone saying you owe an M50 toll and you haven't been in Dublin, or the car hasn't been in Dublin, that should tell you from the start it's a scam. Unfortunately, it doesn't sometimes, and people get caught.
Cork's 96 FM.